Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed school staff, capturing their immigration stories.
Kyung Chung is a math coach at Denny International Middle School. She came here from South Korea in 1994 for a graduate program in education. She talks about what made her decide to come here for her studies.
I believe U.S. has the best education system for universities. We have a woman president, actually, in South Korea. However, in the job settings, I don't think there are any opportunities compared to U.S. And I was supposed to be housewife, and my friends are all housewives, and I just couldn't do that.
The start to Chung's education in the U.S. was tough. She shares how she felt as a foreign student in class.
You know, I speak English with accent, but probably at that time it was worse. And I was the only student who wasn't a native speaker. And they perceived me as somebody who is not that intelligent based on my accent, I think. And I used to be like 4.0 student in South Korea. I never experienced that.
Chung received her teaching credentials in the U.S. and got a job as a math coach. She talks about a startling difference in how people look at math here compared to Korea.
I think that math education is not valued as much in the U.S. is the strangest thing as a math educator. Because here people say I was never good at math, or they say it very proudly. That there's no shame to it, you know what I mean? That I find it really interesting hearing that, because nobody would say that in Korea. It's valued at the same level as reading.
Like anyone moving to a foreign country, Chung felt the absence of friends and family. It can take many years to build a new community.
That's too many to count. I have a lot of uncles and aunts and cousins. But then I guess the person or people I miss the most probably were my friends. It took me, I think, over 10 years to make really, really good friends here. Now I do have good friends. I don't miss my friends in Korea as much, but it was tough first 10 years.
Today, Chung has a career, family, and community in Seattle. She reflects on what she enjoys about living and working in the U.S.
I love my work. I love my job. This country values, actually, individual people's lives. And that's something that I didn't feel the case in some places I've been to. I don't know how many immigrants actually teach in Korean schools in South Korea. I highly doubt anybody who actually does it, that I was given that opportunity, and people value my work regardless where I came from.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by 8th grade students Leah Ward, Katie Sanderson, Ron Key, and Renee Martinez from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treisman, interview guest Kyung Chung, For Culture, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Original music by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.